Okay, thank you. All right, welcome everybody. It's 3:15. Welcome to the Monday meeting, May 3rd of the Environment and Energy Committee, joined by Legislator Rogowski, Legislator Myers. Today we're going to be talking about mutual energy assistance, something that we've been talking about for years, a lot longer than I've been here. You know, starting with a conversation about an energy czar, how do we go about locating all the grants. We talked about it during the American Recovery Act, using some of those funds to do some work to help residents of Westchester find what was available, one-stop shop. And in fact, that was part of the energy grant we received, and that administration left before that work was done. So you're really timely. I know you've been meeting with Legislator Rogowski. I apologize for the late start. Unfortunately, that is too often the norm around here, and we apologize for that. So we've got a good solid 45 minutes to discuss this. So Marty, why don't I turn it over to you to make the formal introductions, and then we'll go from there.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate your holding this meeting and trying to move this forward. Larry is from someplace upstate. I don't know exactly where, but
he's Albany.
Albany.
I'm out of Rochester. We met
Rochester,
in Albany.
Yeah, we met Albany. Larry's been down here several times. I stopped at a booth at NYSAC, and that's where I met Larry. And I very quickly came to believe that he may have been onto like a niche, so it did something. And he's showing that Monroe County. I'm just going to speak briefly because we'll go into it. But I should also let the committee know he did come down another time, and we did have a meeting with Chris, myself, and George Oros. So I just wanted to get a sense of the administration if there was any movement at their end. Because as the chairman said, over the years, so the board, working with the former administration, has wanted to kind of formalize. We have Stu and Cal Proust, and they have legislative responsibilities. But right now, Stu is our energy person. But we were looking for the administration to kind of have an energy czar, as you will, someone to track what's going on. I wake up every morning and say, how can we make Westchester County more energy efficient? We have an energy plan. What are we doing? And then all the grant writing and everything else that went along with that. And we never really got there. And so I meet Larry, and he's, as we explained this before, you know, two aspects. I'll let Larry go into it. I think it fills a void, at least for the time being. Whether to some extent we view it as outsourcing, a little bit of what we can do, but there's a lot of public, a nice public side with his website, and then he also can actually get involved with the grant writing, which actually the administration Oros was more interested in. Maybe he actually write the grants as opposed to the more just sort of getting the information out and keeping track, reading the Federal Register, having someone letting us know when in fact grants are out there, they're available, maybe we should go get them, and then have this outreach to the public. So without, I know we're short on time, and Nina lives in Westchester and has recently come on board with Larry's organization, so she's a local person and works in Dobbs Ferry, I think does the energy work in Dobbs Ferry, and I appreciate the fact that you come down here and make your presentation to the committee.
Thanks, Marty.
Thank you. Great, you're welcome.
All right, well, thanks. As Marty said, we have been working in this area actually solely with municipal government. So we work with, and I can get in if you want to, some of the other local governments around the state. Rockland County is a client, so we work with Rockland County as an example on their Energy Efficiency and Conservation Block Grant. We just left Orange County. They're going to be launching something called Sustainable Orange County that we're working with them on. Renew Rockland will be launching here shortly. They're in review of their version of the website. The town of Greenberg is a client, the village of Dobbs Ferry, and then a number of them upstate, Broome County, Monroe County, Oswego County, towns around the Buffalo area. And we do, as Marty said, we do two things. And in fact, in the package that Chris handed to you, there's a press release that kind of talks about, you know, over the last 9 months, we've worked with, it's this one here, the second one. There's one with Maggie Brooks that has the Blue Springs Energy logo on the corner. And we've worked with local governments to win about $7 million of grants and other clean energy incentives over the last 9 months. Some of that, about $2 million, is formula grants like your Energy Efficiency Conservation Block Grant. The balance is competitive. So competitive means that you are competing against other located, you may or may not get it, depending on if you win against other eligible bidders. And we've had a pretty good track record there. So, again, the two things we do is work with local governments to do the technical analysis, to go submit grants, to go win funding to do clean energy things. So it could be energy efficiency retrofits, lighting and heating and cooling, building envelope, you know, windows, insulation, that sort of thing. Could be renewable energy. And then the other thing is, and I'll show you here rather than talk about it, is to do something we call Renew My Community, to partner with local governments to go and get the word out, if you will, on all these incentives that are available to residents and businesses through your county website.
So a one-stop shop.
Exactly. So unless you have any questions, I'll kind of go here first, and then we can kind of come back to the other side. So what I started with here is Monroe County's website, and we're online here. You have Wi-Fi.
So this is their county website.
Exactly. So this is Monroe County, a picture of Maggie Brooks here. And there's a link, Green Monroe. You can see my cursor. When you hit the Green Monroe link, we're hosting the website from here on forward. And well, the other one is the county website. So what's on Green Monroe is a few things. One, we get some information, again, from you or the local government on what they're trying to communicate around clean energy. So in this case, Monroe County has, you know, commitments, et cetera. So we get that information and make it available. It's pretty straightforward. There's a newsletter that can sign up. So if you sign up for the Green Monroe newsletter, we're publishing it. So we publish a monthly newsletter on clean energy incentives. We also send it to the government first in case they have any news. They've done a new solar installation or have a new LEED building or have did a lighting retrofit or whatever they want to share, we can go and add to the newsletter. But we publish the newsletter. And then we also get from the local government and host it what kind of aggregate the projects that you've done to be more efficient. So in the case of Monroe County, and this is really up to you what you want to put on here, but they've done things, again, they have a LEED building in the local community college, you know, so pictures of the building and information on LEED and what they did to actually become LEED. Sorry if I'm going too fast here. I'm kind of going through this quickly just to give you a flavor, not to get into great detail. You know, they're going to be doing solar and these vertical, these small wind turbines that mount to a rooftop at the airport here later on this year. So that information is available. So again, whatever you wanted to showcase here goes into this category. And so that's the content that we're getting, again, from the local government. But as Marty said, and what we think is important to the residents and businesses and schools, hospitals, other nonprofits, or what they find interesting is that there's a lot of incentives out there, from a lot of different places. You know, federal tax credits and the DOE and other federal agencies. There is state NYSERDA, the New York ISO, other state agencies occasionally, like environmental facilities.
NYPA,
exactly. And the utilities are now in the game as well. And then the utilities are also doing third-party programs. As an example, in Con Ed, down here in the city, they have a couple of vendors. One hands out, what they will do is knock on the door of a homeowner in Staten Island, and they will go in and replace all of the incandescent lights. They'll take them all out, bag them, put in compact fluorescent bulbs, and it costs nothing to the resident. And they'll save them $100 a year or so on electric. That company does not have a Con Ed badge, does not have an NYSERDA badge. They're a third-party independent vendor. There's some bids out right now from NYSEG, RG&E, and NYSERDA is going to be doing more. So there's a lot of different sources of funding. So what we're trying to do is bring it all together, because what you typically are eligible for funding based on where you are, and you know, what is your geography, and what kind of entity you are. Are you a resident? Are you a business? Are you a local government, as the case may be? So bringing it together in one place, we host and maintain this. As an example for low-income or income-eligible, I don't know if you're aware, there's something called weatherization assistance available in every county, so you're aware of that. Not everybody that is eligible is aware of that. So some information on you know, what is the income limits, and of course this is Monroe County, so where do you go get assistance if you're in Monroe County? HEAP and other things for low income. You may be aware there's a 30% tax credit for energy efficiency up to $1,500. And so this goes through and we provide detail on what's out there on tax credits, storm windows and doors and and there's 30% tax credits with no cap for things like solar, wind, geothermal. And there's also for some vehicles as well. I'm going to a federal website, so that's not so slow today. So there's going to the detail of what tax credits are out there for vehicles as well as for buildings or for renewable energy. Again, in Monroe County, it turns out there's the utilities that touch the county are Rochester Gas and Electric, NYSEG, National Grid, and there's some municipal utilities, Churchville, Spenceport, and so depending on where you live, as an example, National Grid has a program where, and this is also good for local governments or businesses, that you can, they'll do a free audit, and they'll pay up to 70% of, let's say, the lighting retrofit, and the rest is on-bill financing, 0%. So making that information available as well to National Grid customers that are in the county.
Is Con Ed going to do that?
Con Ed is going to have this program without the 0% financing, without the on-bill financing. National Grid is the only one with on-bill financing in the state. But yes, they're going to have this program out soon. And so you have NYPA, Con Ed. Is there any NYSEG here?
NYSEG.
And NYSEG will have a program out here in June, both their small business and large business. So the utility programs, demand response programs, saving...
Also track the gas programs?
Yes.
Natural gas?
Yes, exactly. So up here, in fact, in residential for National Grid, I mean, usually a resident doesn't really determine or delineate between electric and natural gas. They aren't, so here it gets into everything the National Grid has.
Absolutely.
So is it fair to say, Larry, that all the information's out there, so what your company has done, you've put it all together. Are you aware, do you have competition? Are there other people doing this, or people have to think, let me see what NYSEG has, let me see what Con Ed has, let me see what NYSERT has.
There's one
place. The status today where people have to go to every website. You're at least the one that we're aware of that put all this together and sort of a one-stop shop.
There is a website called DSIRE, Desire, at the federal level. And Desire, you can go in and it'll tell what's in by state.
By state.
You can go by New York or whatever. So you have to go sort through New York, number one. Number two, we're doing a monthly e-newsletter. So you're not going to get a newsletter on incentives if you are interested. What we do also with, as an example, Monroe County here, we're printing posters and flyers that are available in businesses in the community or posters that can go up in windows about Renew or Green Monroe in this case, or Renew Rockland in that case.
So the county and the county is also free to promote their web. It's one of their website is promoting this.
Exactly. So Desire is not really doing the outreach. So we're doing the outreach. The other thing we're doing is Q&A. So we're doing a newsletter, and you're not going to get it Desire if you do. Let's say that, and we're getting right now between Oswego County. We have five of these up so far. First one went up here in Monroe County on March 10th. We're getting about five or six questions a week on Ask the Expert. Some of it actually goes more to you. We have to pass a few along. They get things that aren't really have nothing to do with energy efficiency. Why does the county have some sort of policy, as an example?
Why do I have to pay taxes?
we haven't gotten that one yet, but you do get that. But on Ask the Expert,
you need a contact at the county, someone that you'll
right.
pass those questions, and the others you'll just answer yourself.
Right. Anything that has to do with that energy efficiency, we go do ourselves, or we'll go research the answer from NYSERDA or the utility or whatever. So we have contacts at the utilities and NYSERDA to go get it. So really what we're doing, sorry, my mail is up here. It just popped up here. So again, it's more than just the website piece. It's accessible through Westchester County if you decided to go forward. But it's the outreach. And then the other piece is that we ask for a small amount of funds up front to go and just to make sure there's a commitment, $4,000, and then to go do the setup. But then we do the ongoing funding through things like we go to the utilities. Orange and Rockland is already going to be sponsoring Rockland County and Orange County, as an example. So we go get sponsors to do the ongoing funding to pay for the newsletter and the Q&A and maintaining the website, so there's nothing out of your pocket going forward.
So you're saying our whole thing would be $4,000? $4,000
to set up. In fact, I may have given these guys things before, but I'll hand over the thing. But
and you're saying the maintenance, that would be our only payment?
That's the only thing, $4,000 to go and do the setup. This is an example of the
that's just the signing.
But then, there's no other cost beyond that because we go get funding from sponsors. So it could be, and I'll show you here in Monroe County. I'll go here. This company, NeighborWorks Rochester is a home performance contractor. They are a sponsor of the website. So they're sponsoring this Crossfield. So it's $600 a year. They have their web ad there. Wow. Or Blue Rock Energy, who does, they sell green energy. Energy curtailment specialist does demand response. So we go get the funding to go and pay for, you know, ongoing. So there's really no ongoing cost to you. It's really just a setup. So we're kind of doing this with you and for you, and again, but you have all the controls over what is the content. So as an example, if there's anything you don't like, you can have it removed. Before anything goes up that has your name on it, you would go and review review and edit that.
Any of these counties done any legal research on the issue of whether they have a problem having these type of ads up there?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
That question has come up in a couple of different cases, and there hasn't been any issues because they've been doing that before, I guess, in the travel area, and I'm not intimate with where they've done it, but in Rockland County, as an example mentioned, they work with an organization that can do ads that kind of handles their travel piece of the website, or their tourism. It wasn't travel, it's tourism. There, I know there's a company that does video, a company called CGI that does, they do work with about 1,500 municipal governments around the country. They will do video of, let's say, what you have to go and recruit new people to your community.
But none of them have done any research that we could make our life easier to see what they
and does
opinions that they've come out.
To piggyback on that, does the municipality have say over the sponsors that
yes.
you accept?
We didn't think about that at first, but Rockland County brought that up and said, hey, what if you put on somebody that was unsavory or had a sponsor?
Right.
And so it says right in the contract there that you have rights to go and remove any sponsor. First off, we wouldn't do that in the first place, but you have the rights to remove anything, frankly.
Now, what about if we get sued? Somebody comes up, uses one of these sponsors. Do you indemnify or defend and indemnify?
Yeah, so there's no liability to you as well on the agreement as well.
But is there an actual agreement to... I shouldn't be talking for the law department, but I can't... Certain things are hard to get.
Take the boy out of the country.
Here's what...
can I make a suggestion, too? Were your questions, Judy, more macro questions?
No, these are answering. My question was, how do you do this?
I was going to think, let's go macro and then micro, but if this is
what
you are, that's fine. Yeah.
But this was my question, was how do you, and I guess my other question was, what's in it for the municipality? And I guess, conceivably, the municipality would not need to use the manpower or the personnel to do their own website.
Well, there's another piece to it as well, and it kind of touches a little bit on what Marty mentioned earlier. We also, in addition to doing this for residents and businesses and nonprofits, which is, you know, kind of a service, if you will, for the community, we hope, and even to find, again, people that have green products and services out there. But we're also, for you, we have an ongoing newsletter for the counties and alerts. So here is a new NYSERDA opportunity or a new utility or a new federal grant, Q&A with us, and then we're doing ongoing webinars as well. So we're making you aware of anything that's out there. And
so it's a deadline of 3 weeks to get this money. You let us know that it's doing.
So we're consulting to you. We're consulting to you on that as part of this as well. Now, what we're not doing is necessarily writing the grant application. That's above and beyond, or going out and doing the technical analysis of doing the energy audit for the building. That's above and beyond when we do those kind of services as well. But we are alerting you and kind of consulting to say, hey, does this make sense for you based on what we knew about?
And that's critical. We spent all of last year talking about that with all of the, you know, with the Reggie money and the federal money and the incentives from, just for the record, we're joined by Legislator Testa.
Thank you very much.
All of the utilities, as you said. You know, we had NYSERDA in, and all of us are pretty well versed in this stuff, and their programs were so convoluted, and that's just one group doing funding. Mm-hmm. So we've been really looking for a one-stop shop to do this for the county. So, you know, right time, right place. Stu, I'm sorry. Back to you. I didn't mean to...
No, this is... I mean, what you're saying is accurate. I was able to get in the gas case, funding for the housing authorities in Westchester County. They weren't necessarily going to read something like this, but it would be helpful to have out there. But what I had to do was pull them all into the room to get the Con Edison people, and now I think two or three of them are following up with those grants, so we are getting some money. And there are things that are happening in the county. We are our community colleges, having the Gateway is going to be a lead
project. Yeah. Yeah. I thought the alert, just making sure someone in the administration was knew what was going on, was helpful. Absolutely. Interestingly, Oros very quickly says, well, that's nice, but he jumped to the next level. All right, now we know about it. We still don't have anybody in the house to do anything about it. And he was asking Larry, well, you know, okay, we get the alert, but now are you also available to, in fact, write the grants and get going and hopefully get paid for it? You want to address that?
Yeah, I can address that as well.
George, you know, George's attitude is, you know...
I just wanted to finish up on something you asked those two.
That's the problem. We've had all these different plans, and that's the problem.
We haven't done the research ourselves on the... but again, the ground's been broken, and certainly it's been signed by Monroe County, Schenectady County, Rockland County, Orange County isn't quite signed today, but we were there today. Somebody else I'm missing, Broome County. So that has been done. And then your second question on the liability and shielding you, what tends to happen, and except for Schenectady County, who just signed our one-page agreement, we tend to have your agreement with all of the boilerplate, and then so we're signing off on that, and this is essentially an addendum. So, but really, this is just a lot, what I handed out there just says, here's what we're delivering to you, and here's what we expect from you on your end, and here's what we get for it. But your contract covers, I'm sure that they cover all those.
Can you adjust the grant writing?
Yes, I can adjust the grant writing. So, and I think most everybody has, and I pointed to this earlier, this press release here, where we've done that for other local governments, and I'll use Oswego County as an example. With Oswego County, there was a NYSERDA grant last year called PON4, and in fact, Dobbs Ferry took advantage of it here as well in Westchester County, where NYSERDA would pay a consultant or an engineering firm up to $30,000 to do an energy study so that local government could go after funds, after ERA funds. And so Oswego County hired us to do that. We helped them win 3 awards so far, a total about $700,000, 6 projects. So they're doing solar in one building. They're doing lighting retrofits in a few buildings. They're doing heat pumps in another building. So again, we've won 6 or 7 projects that total up to about $700,000 with Oswego County. No, NYSERDA paid for it. So NYSERDA paid us to go and do that. And then now they're part of Renew Oswego County. In fact, I could show you theirs if you care to as well, but it looks very similar to Monroe County's Green Monroe. The other thing that Oswego County has done, Broome County, Ontario County, Village of Dobbs Ferry, and the City of Norwich is to hire us to be essentially energy consultant or energy czar, if you will. So NYSERDA had another program last year. And so in the case of Ontario County and Oswego County, it's $90,000 awards to hire us to go. We're doing two things. One, we're doing an inventory of their carbon footprint and then working with their legislature and setting goals to go and reduce their carbon footprint. First, you have to measure it. And then the second piece is to go and take a look at what buildings have been audited, what haven't, and then going and identifying where there are opportunities for energy efficiency or renewable energy, and then where there could be funding to go and address it. So we're doing that again for Oswego County, Ontario, Broome. It's a little bit smaller for City of Norwich because the budgets are quite a bit smaller in Dobbs Ferry. There we're doing more specific bid documents. We are drafting the bid documents to go out to bid, let's say, for a lighting project or...
To implement projects that Blue Springs helped us get funding for. In Dobbs Ferry, we got awards totaling $300,000 with Blue Springs assistance, too.
Yeah, we've had a pretty good...
That's how we met.
Mm-hmm. In the competitive grants, we've had about an 87% track record in success, and I think it's because both myself and my partner are reviewers for the DOE, and I'm also an occasional reviewer for NYSERDA, so we sit on the other side and review these things as they come in, so a pretty good feel for what they're looking for, what's the process internally on the competitive solicitations.
Do you did you put a bio in here or a company curriculum verite or just some more background on your company, or is that in the PowerPoint?
I didn't put a whole lot in there. It was really more of what we've done. I can certainly get you that. If you go to our website, it has the bios for myself and my partner, and not really beyond that, to others here at this point. But certainly we can get you that as well. So my partner, as an example, is a certified energy manager. He has all the whole list of certifications, BPI, et cetera, and I don't have all the list right here in front of me, but one thing I did bring as an example, because we do the technical analysis as well, if you're interested in taking a look, this is the town of Henrietta. This is, again, one of the energy conservation studies that Pond 4 that we're doing for Dobbs Ferry now and mentioned Oswego County. But it gets into the detail on energy. It's really an energy audit, getting into the detail on what are the measures, doing the software analysis to model the building to see what is the existing use of natural gas or electricity, what would be the use if you did the retrofit, what is the payback, what is the economic side of it. So if anybody's interested in this.
If I can point out, Mr. Chairman, yeah. I think, trying to think of what we've done, right, going through our minds, what have we done? We have a contract with NYPA to be our consultant, but I think that's in reviewing capital projects. If I recall, we want to do this project, NYPA, tell us, how we can make it better or how we can do it, right? So it's very specific. We have to give them the buildings and show them the project, if I think that's how it works. And then they'll come back and they'll comment on it.
Well, they've done that. Well, actually, it's more than just that. They started back a little
further. Well, a long time ago.
They did a survey of some of our buildings.
Right,
so
way
it wasn't
back then.
Just that we identified, they did survey.
Well, this is a new thing. We've had NYPA for years under with Calpusa. They had audits. It's still unclear to me. I've still never seen, we see these lists and the audits are 10 years old, and that's still very fuzzy to me. How, just what that is, that whole audit area needs to be looked at. But the last year and a half, we signed a pretty decent contract to NYPA to very specific look at our capital projects, the ones that we tell them. But that, so that, we spend a lot of money on that, but kind of, but that, so I don't know. So that's just what I'm trying to integrate. But I think this, this would caught my attention, just this outreach, go Westchester or whatever we're doing, but from our website. But you're right, I didn't make a good point. It's, people still think it's our website. Once you click on that, it really goes to their website with all that information, but people will still think, except mostly they'll think you're looking at our website. So any vendors on there, anything's going on, it comes back. So I think
so it sort of becomes so your
it's
energy
an important
department.
Yeah. So like, I agree that at least the outreach, the outsource,
DOE.
And then in-house, in terms, now we hear about the grants, what do we want to do? Then the question, do we have people in planning to write them? I don't know, that's the question. What are our resources? Do we reach out here for the resources?
Well, the other thing about this, you're right about grants for the county, but this becomes a resource for our constituents because there are dozens and dozens of these programs out there, and how do you wade through them?
Exactly.
What am I eligible for?
And that's true. Half the time you end up going to Department of Environmental Facilities for some things, and then you go to planning for something else, and
we have been doing this on a one-on-one basis. We have with the Con Edison, the Business Incentive Rate Power. So I work with the Con Edison representative to get people signed up to get Business Incentive Rate. We have Economic Development, which may change the format that it operates, but we work individually with those businesses.
This is one stop for businesses, homeowners.
This may get you more business, too. It's funneling people into
you. Small businesses
and
can go right
to
the
website.
They want
to see what resources we have. I mean, we have a lot of resources in DPW. We have the staff on the Global Warming Task Force.
Yeah.
You have myself. You have Chris. So you have a number of people in-house who have expertise, and maybe, combining what you're talking about here. And then I know going back a number of years. I've been here 23 years. We used to put together work groups, get the different people who had the expertise in the different departments, and it was amazing what the talent we had, and also
great,
the ability to get things really moving once you got those people involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just seems to me there's no downside to this. We should have the money because it was in the Block Energy Grant we got from DOE last year, so. Because we never used it upstairs with the last administration, it's got to be sitting in some pot of money, and
you have to make sure it hasn't expired.
But still,
it hasn't expired.
$4,000 even for a broke county, we can find $4,000 somewhere. Does anyone else have credit? I mean, I'm not committing us to anything. I'm just expressing
musing.
Musing my support for the idea. John, do you have any comments, questions?
Obviously, I'm sorry I came in the middle of it, but the traffic was just terrible trying to get here today with the weather from bright sunshine to storm.
Oh, I can imagine.
Over and over again.
Roadways flooded?
No, but some areas it's pretty heavy rain, and so it slowed down quite a bit, and then all of a sudden it break out of it. But anyway, is this would be an alternative to NYPA? Are we talking?
No, this would be like a clearing, a one-stop shopping of every program available for consumers, for governments, and it would come from NYSERDA, NYPA, Con Ed, NYSEG up our way.
Okay.
So anybody who wants to know how they can do a retrofit, whether it's a business owner, an individual, a municipal government, can click on this. And what they would do is they manage the site. It would be a link from the county site, but they do all the work on it.
And the cost to the county would be
$4,000
just once.
Now you guys are from upstate, I
yes.
Yeah, so we're Rochester area.
Yeah, Rochester, yes.
Yeah. Well, Nina's from Dobbs Ferry.
Well, I'm local.
So you're working with the firm. You're the local.
Yes.
Rep.
Yeah, I just recently signed on. I had worked with Blue Springs over most of the last year on grant opportunities for Dobbs Ferry, and had a good experience collaborating with them.
So I guess, you know, the next step would be for us to just have a work group with the administration. I know you said George had met with you and was favorably disposed.
If we get into the details, let's say the board, us, administration decide, we decide to go ahead. Some of the details are like he shows, the examples I've seen is the message and the picture of the county executive. So there, that's the face of Westchester County, whether that's what we do some kind of joint, I don't know, I mean, let's get into the details, but
Of Chris Crane?
Yeah, we have, we provide the content, it's not, so we provide the content, and they just put it on, but then I guess someone in the county, in terms of reviewing, whether it's the ads, it's the monthly, all that kind of review and signing off, now whether that's somebody planning, you know, so there are details of how
we could implement
on an ongoing basis. Because we don't have, other than Stu, when he's got other, you know, we don't have
that. You have your website up here? Is that a page from your site? Can you go to your homepage?
So even to even interface with that, we don't even have that. We'd have to
the homepage here is actually Monroe County.
But at least this gives us that portal to the public that we've been trying to. That's step one, is the portal to the public.
You would create something like this for us?
Yes.
For Westchester?
Right, so if I go to Monroe County's homepage here, so this is there's a Green Monroe link. So there's this link here underneath their county executive. We host it from here on out. So we've gotten the picture of the county exec.
I see.
What, in this case, what her message is, what they're, trying to communicate here in the county.
There's a
monthly newsletter we publish. So the newsletter gets into grants and incentives, for residents and businesses. Or you can add, get it to you first to edit if you have anything you don't like or you want to add. As an example, you just did a new lead building, you didn't want to like it. Or whatever you can go
and
put that information in there.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And then this is information and projects. So again, we'll go and host that with projects, and you want to go and communicate out there. And then we're also hosting and maintaining all the different programs that are out there. And you asked about NYPA. So for not-for-profits, if you search in not-for-profits, NYPA here talks about NYPA Energy Services. Okay. How it works.
So it's a one-stop shop, all the information, one area.
And in all our departments that have anything to do with this area would funnel information to you, and you would somehow...
Well, we would figure out who the contact is.
Or they already have the information.
Yeah, some of it we already have. You don't need to worry about this. We're tracking all this. You don't need to have any resources internally that's out there for residents and what's going to be...
But the county say we decide to do a retrofit of our own based on some of the grants we have.
Well,
that would be highlighted on here.
We give that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But Larry, an interesting question. Larry's out, his company's out in business promoting the Dobbs company. But Westchester County may be a little different. Some of the upstate counties, we have 25, 30, 40 municipalities.
43.
Not to take business away, but it's sort of like a shared. We set this up with links. I mean, if a municipality on their website. It says, energy, whatever, hook in.
Links.
I mean, rather than 40 municipalities all paying $4,000, I don't know, is there a bulk group sale or something?
The royalty
group,
fee.
Right, because it could be something that everyone can link.
Yeah.
But they want their, the other side, they want their own message, what Irvington's doing,
Greenberg
what Oxford is doing.
Yeah,
Greenberg's already doing
it. So Greenberg, so it's a question of promoting themselves, Pete Skill,
Mm-hmm.
And they pay the $4,000, they get their own website, go the whole thing, and maybe that's the way to go.
The whole point, though, Marty, is that if we have it on ours,
It's not like someone would have to come through a link to us. We promote it. It's a county website.
Right, so they can do.
You know, we get a million hits a year on the county
website. But it's like Dobbs Ferry, you know, just, you know, they reach out to their individual residents, go to the Dobbs Ferry website, and they. But right, you can advertise.
Could we do it where.
I'm just trying to coordinate. Say, how does this work?
So could we. They want to be able to list all of our communities.
Well, I was just going
to link it to Bedford because they have a specific program to show you to.
At the same time, Larry's promoting each of the municipalities, so I mean, there's a. You know, I don't know quite how you do that.
Well, there's two things in that, Marty. One is that if we go to Green Monroe here, there's this get involved session.
What are they doing with their municipality? Don't they have towns and villages?
Yeah, there's our green community websites here, you know, Renew Penfield, Renew Webster, Renew Henrietta. We also, I'm going down to the bottom here, if you want to be part of the community, send an email, so, and then we'd get it cleared through you.
Where
so.
Was that? Go flip up Renew Penfield? Where did I see that?
Right here.
Okay, so green community website.
Yeah, so...
Okay, so you're putting on Webster, so you have municipalities.
Yeah, so the ones that have...
You know, now, have they paid a separate fee to get on that? Or?
In this case, these are our clients, but we can also...
Well, we can list 40 municipalities there.
Yeah, as an example.
If they
also,
buy in.
Well, that's a question.
So something,
is a fee,
whatever
so
it is.
Fee, right.
Yeah, the Sierra Club is there, so it's really up to them if they want to do their own, because they can get, you know, they can just send their, you know, they could have on their own website, go see, Renew, whatever you're going to call it, Renew Westchester County, they call it Green Monroe here, Orange County's calling it Sustainable Orange County, so that you could just have a link from their websites if they wanted to do it. If they wanted to showcase their own, they wanted to have something more of their own, then we'd be happy to work
we'll
with them on that.
On that. Yeah, I mean, that's a detail, but it just
but if they just wanted a link,
we're constantly talking about what we can do.
But if you have a part where it says participating communities,
no. In fact, one of the questions that
hopefully that would build throughout the whole county, and then whether they pay separately or not, they're still listed on the county as participating.
Yeah. And you brought up that you've been doing things internally already. Schenectady County really wants to make sure there's a lot of links back and forth from this to their website. So here's something in recycling that they're already doing. They want to make sure that this links back, as an example, from what's new. So we can do that as well. What links do we want to have to what you're already doing elsewhere? You know, here
I know our
in the
recycling
county.
Links are very used.
Yeah, like our business incentive rate is right now on the finance department, which is a strange link to have it, but that's where it's been historically. So, you know, we should have a different location for it.
Right.
Okay, so here's, Chris, did you have a thought?
Yeah, I just Go did. I guess in terms of, like, global warming, climate change, greenhouse gases, stuff like that, I didn't see too much on this website. Is that just because you're really focusing strictly on energy, energy efficiency, and there's no reason to link to it, or...?
Well, it's a function of the local government. Two things in that. One is that's kind of Nina's specialty here. I mean, she's led the ICLEI process for Dobbs Ferry and doing, you know, their inventory and their plans for mitigating greenhouse gases in the village. Monroe County hasn't done that yet, so they haven't really shared that as part of what they're doing moving forward. If we go to Oswego County, they are talking a little bit more about what their green team, which is also gets into climate change, is involved in. So we are doing it. It's really a function of what you want to communicate through this website.
Okay. Just for the record, we're joined by Legislator Kaplowitz.
Private sector.
Oh, hi.
One-stop shop.
Hi.
Wow. But Chris, this wouldn't replace all the extensive content on the county website regarding climate change that's already been developed. I think it would be more complementary rather than a wholesale replacement.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And the other thing, Pete, you had brought up the Energy Efficiency Conservation Block Grant. It is not yet expired. You have till, it's 18 months after you sign your award to go and commit all the funds. So you can still change things around as well.
Right.
So it's a pretty simple change request that needs to go into the DOE if you were going to change around, because you know that things are going to change over time. So if you,
but actually we may not need to, because in the initial application they put this function in the application. If you remember,
we may have
that was one of the functions we negotiated with the administration. They just never did it.
Yeah, Pete, interesting.
So the fact that perhaps you guys could do it.
Yeah, Pete, just an interesting point. I chaired a panel last Sunday at my synagogue on all this kind of stuff, and the fellow from Robeson Oil gets up and says, you know, this summer the county's funded 1,000 audits, preliminary audits, and I said, well, we did. You know, my first reaction was, and then was that $200,000 grant in that ECGB that went for those thousands? And then there was discussion, maybe instead of 1,000, like $100 preliminary audits, maybe fewer full-born audits. Otherwise, it's kind of like a two-step audit. But, I mean, I sort of forgot, I guess it was just me, but kind of what we funded, it,
yeah.
It's $1,000.
Well, we never had a follow-up.
We don't kind of stay on top of that. And there's no one in the administration kind of reminding us this is what we're doing.
But we will.
Kind of blew my mind. Yeah. Like, forgot we about will. It.
Here's what I'd like to do. Unfortunately, we have another committee meeting that needs to get into this room at 4. This is great. This was a really good presentation. So I think we need to have a discussion, and we need to meet with George. We don't have to do this right this second, but I think, you know, this was great. We appreciate you coming in. We've got 3 sets of minutes here. If anyone's had a chance to review those, if you entertain a motion.
So
on
moved,
that.
Mr. Chairman.
Okay. We have a second?
Second. Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't get the minutes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Minutes pass. All right. So what we'll do is we'll have our internal discussions, and we'll be back to you soon. Yeah. Thank you. This is exciting.
All right. Great. Thanks, Pete.
Great. Thank you. All right. Do we have any new business? I guess just one thing to report that Marty, Chris, Stu, and I are going down to meet next week with PSC commissioners, as we had discussed as a follow-up on the resolution we did. We were supposed to meet last week. They had to cancel. So we're going down.
Mr. Chairman, I must say you pulled off some deal to meet with 3 PSC commissioners.
Stu did it. Thank you for the flattery. We'll get you everywhere, but Stu did it. So Stu and Chris have prepared kind of a strategic document for that meeting. Marty and I are going to review it tonight. You know, we're happy to share it with our colleagues. In fact, Chris, if you would share it with everyone on the committee for their feedback.
Sure, I'll try to call in if possible.
Okay, good.
As I was on the last one.
Right, that would be great. So, Chris, you'll thank you.
Thank you so much.
Good to see you. Thank you. So, Chris, you'll coordinate that with Mike?
Yes.
Okay. And then if you could just CC, when you send us that text version of the PowerPoint, if you could just CC everybody. And if you want our comments, I don't know, if you want them by tomorrow, say you want them by tomorrow. If you want them by Wednesday, say, you know, because some, I know if I have an open-ended thing, I'll space on it. But if you say, Shtunat, I need this tomorrow, I'll get it to you. So.
How do you spell?
I'm not sure.
It means
tomorrow. I'm sorry, they weren't in there?
I guess it's is that
Yiddish?
Meeting minutes?
Yeah, I didn't get it.
It's Sicilian Yiddish.
Yeah.
All right. So we closed, right?
We did.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Now we got appointments. I got a bunch of people. Mike, we have ag people coming for the appointment. Okay.
It's okay.
Chris, thank you. Stu, thank you. What did Niedermeyer have to say?
Necessary, actually.
The press conference today?
Yeah.
He failed at Channel 12, and he filed an ethics complaint. What happened is he threatened to sue me.
This is Ball?
Yeah, so because he realized you can't support officials for the same. I mean, you could say almost anything. You're a baby killer, and you can't get away with it. So he couldn't see the fine stuff to say face, so he's filing an ethics complaint. He wants me to remove this chairman, which might quit before he removes me, but that's something else altogether. Because I put on the county website that report card on the Senate. As I explained to the reporters, I said, but you know this is not on my campaign website. I understand the difference between campaign and the government. This is all obviously not. Only one news outlet. They're not listening to it.
Appointments is in the conference room at 4 o'clock. And now we're going over there, okay. Yeah. And upstairs.
I said then the second part is Chief of Staff, in the midst of the worst economic
Jim is leaving,
years,
so he's going to have to
this
leave.
This guy's down here. We're going to
have to. You don't want that recorded.
He's on state time.
No, you don't want that.
Did he put in an per diem?
That I don't know.
You just press stop.
Okay.
Chris, the easiest way would be just to make print out copies. Yeah, I agree.
You know, why try?
Okay, Chris, the red light won't go off. What did I do to it?
Yeah, that's what I'll do, Stu.
Okay.
That'll be good.
First time I touch your recording.
Oh, that's okay. It just means the power's on. It's just not recording. Oh.
It didn't go off.
Yeah, that is weird.
Over here.